Today, I've been kicked out of college because apparently some of my videos have been shared around. Now, everyone at my school knows I have a I knew there would be a chance that this could happen. But I never anticipated it would happen after only a couple of months on. I'm truly devastated.
And so I think that for me was like OnlyFans. I was like, oh, I'll do this on the side. Like, it'll just be extra money. A lot of girls in Scottsdale do it. Like, it's kind of the norm out here in the West.
So when I got off of OnlyFans, I had significant debt. I got off of OnlyFans last year, in the beginning of last year. And I owed taxes for the previous year, right? And so now I'm not making that money anymore. And I just want to encourage you guys, because this is actually happening right now to me. I had a letter from the IRS stating that I owe $288,000. And then from the Tax Board of California, I owed $88,000. So that's state tax and federal tax. So I was able to pay off the $288,000 to the IRS. Because I liquidated my brokerage account, you know, my IRA, my life insurance policy, and I used all that up, all of it. I have no more savings. So that was a really hard time in my life.
So let's get this straight. You made stacks off selling your body online, didn't save, didn't prep for taxes, and now you're crying because reality slapped you with a $376,000 bill? That's financial recklessness with a side of delusion.
If she's crying, it's because she already hit that point where it gets ugly.
Well, forgive me if I don't just believe every woman who cries because
Well, I mean, you need to read between the lines. I can show you proof. I can show you evidence.
Instantly believing you because the waterworks turns on. But as you may know, after having talked to thousands of women, they also use waterworks for the purpose of manipulation. I'm not being mean. I'm just asking her various questions about what it is she's upset about. So I'm just wondering, like, if we can go back to it. I don't actually understand what it is that you're trying to convey, what you're upset about, why this is such a triggering event to discuss for you.
Because it occupies every moment of your life. That's how you're looked at. You get, so like, I might take my car in to get my brakes fixed, and they're like, and they charge me double.
What?
Can I ask a question?
Nobody charges
wait.
Double?
They charge you double?
Wait. Yeah, the wife is like, well, because of what you do, you can't afford it. Out of 100 people.
Wait, that doesn't mean that you got charged double.
I did. I paid double. So.
They put on the receipt, we're charging you double because you're in.
He told me that in person, though.
Nah, don't start crying now. This is the damn deal you signed up for when you chose the fast cash route. You weren't complaining when the dollars rolled in for flashing skin, so don't play victim now that people treat you like what you sold. You branded yourself like a product, and now you're shocked you're not being treated with respect.
I did OF, and I regret it badly, but I wish I had thought about it much harder than I did, because I regret it and I wish I didn't do that. It was a weird part of my life.
Here's why starting at OnlyFans was the worst decision I made in my life. Did not realize that I was literally selling parts of my soul, and the money could have never made it worth it. I just wish that someone would have warned me and told me that I was going to be later experiencing PTSD from the trauma and the experiences that I was subjecting myself to on a daily basis. I did not know that I would later need to be in trauma counseling. It brought me into way darker places than I ever could have imagined, and I never want to go back there. I wish I could go back in time to who I was before I started doing all that stuff and just tell myself that the money is not worth it. Keep your happiness. And that's all I want to tell any girl who's thinking about starting an account. I just hope I can save even just one girl from going through the pain and the trauma that I am now going through because I subjected myself to that for the last couple years.
OnlyFans will ruin your life just as badly as corn will, and for less money. Likely. What people don't understand about OnlyFans is it's a lot of work. I made another video on this and let the women that do OnlyFans speak for themselves in the comments. So no, don't do OF. At least with corn, you get a guaranteed check as long as your agent doesn't take it. OF, you're putting your nudes on the internet for the rest of forever in the hopes of possibly one day making $1,000. It's not a better option. Both things will ruin your life. Neither of them pay enough.
Is this what feminism really pushed for? Trading your dignity for a paycheck and calling it empowerment? That freedom came at the cost of your self-respect, leaving you broken and haunted long after the cash dries up. This isn't liberation, it's exploitation disguised as choice. Feminism sold you a lie, and now you're stuck paying the price.
I not quit, and it finally got to a point where I was just like, I'm done. I was like, I don't really want to do it anymore, and this sounds so weird, but I literally like prayed to God and I was like, please like find something that I actually enjoy doing and actually like, I don't know, just I want to be able to do something that's me and that wasn't me. And I quit OnlyFans with like no plan on really what I was doing next. And so
now she prays to God after cashing in on her own body like a clearance sale. Where was this divine wisdom when she was uploading content for creeps? Funny how finding yourself only starts when the easy money dries up or shame kicks in.
And the cost for you is that your body will now be shared by tens of thousands of people, not just your soulmate.
Yeah.
But don't you feel a little bit of sadness that you wish that your body would just be sold with your future, shared with your future soulmate?
I did have that mindset. And then, like, I feel like men actually changed me and turned me into this person. And
who did? A men?
No, like men in general. Like, they just turned me into this person. I didn't plan my life going this way. It was literally a 1 minute decision. And I thought, I might as well. They all view me the same. So I'll just throw my life in and do it.
Well,
but I feel like if a man wants to be with me and love me for who I am, then so be it. But if they're going to judge me for what my work is and what I do, then I'm not going to let them in my life.
Right. So the judging is a separate issue. I'm just, do you think the type of man you want, I imagine, is one that tells the truth and that is loyal to you?
Yeah.
That pool of men that you eventually want to have a family with, do you think they will look fondly upon OnlyFans girls?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I could tell you as a man that we look so lowly on OnlyFans girls, it's the equivalent to digital prostitution.
Yeah. That's your opinion.
No, it's not. Really? It's the average Western male.
I don't know if it's
wait,
like,
what is his opinion?
I mean, it's not an opinion. It is factual that the average Western male looks at OnlyFans no different than an escort service delivered digitally.
Well, isn't it just objectively true?
And I'm not trying to attack either of you. I think you're both victims caught up in this terrible trend. I just want to ask you, have you thought deeply about how this might get you further from your goal, not closer to your goal?
Yeah. Like, I have definitely thought about that. I first started it.
Stop playing the victim. No man forced you into OnlyFans, you chose it. Crying now because your soulmate won't respect you is pure delusion. You traded your dignity for cash, now face the consequences.
My mental health since I've started this has just slowly like been on such a decline. Like I feel a little bit dead inside. I feel completely desensitized. Not to sound funny, but I really don't feel any type of desire or like attraction to men in general anymore. Just know that if you are a person who's ever been interested in doing this, there really are so many downsides. At this point, and I'm like willing to admit this now, there's no amount of money that you can give me right now to like make me feel like giving myself away in certain aspects, even if they're just a few photos or whatever online. It almost isn't worth it anymore.
She said she wants to stop making content that pleases men. Newsflash, sweetheart. That content is what lined your pockets. Now you've got the nerve to tell men to keep their money cool, then run a refund for every single dude who paid for that so-called empowerment. Let's see how serious you are about your new morals.
And while I did have such a strong start, and it was so much fun in the beginning, after getting burnt out, I started to just feel really differently about like the types of messages that I was getting. Like, seriously, if I had any type of ability to share like the things that people have said, just like how disgusting they are. And also, when I get curious and nosy, sometimes like I'll go look at their profile and they have like a whole girlfriend or a whole wife. And sometimes, even disgustingly enough, they have kids. It makes me feel so conflicted with doing this. When I really sit down to think about what the purpose of all this is, it's really just to visually please a bunch of men. I've been sort of exploring the idea of maybe just having my content be focused on, you know, things that I'm actually interested in, which ultimately is not pleasing men in any way, shape, or form. Like, y'all can keep your money at this point.
What exactly did she expect? Women cheered each other on for taking control of their bodies, quitting their jobs as nurses and teachers to cash in on OnlyFans. Remember that era? The empowerment era, when degrading yourself online was rebranded as financial freedom. But now the burnout hits, the hollowness kicks in, and suddenly it's men's fault again. You can't praise the system when it's paying you, and then play the victim when it leaves you empty. You fed the machine. You were the machine. Now you want out and want sympathy too? Own it.
Dated someone that said they didn't want me doing OnlyFans, and I had to leave him because that was my bread and butter. Then it's you know, just having more money.
So her two things, for example, her job that she does in the money she makes, two homicides towards any relationship.
Okay.
They kill it.
Understandable. Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, if a girl's involved in any type of sex work, it's going to be a problem for 99% of men, and then as an entertainer, it's even harder.
And then the ones that are okay are the lazy ones.
Because you know what? Yes. You'll take care of them. And boss them
and
up.
And I've done that.
So question, what if you found a guy, super successful, that said, listen, babe, I'm going to take care of you now. Quit OnlyFans. What you going to do?
I'm quitting.
Stop the cap.
I'm quitting.
But you would have to make what she makes and then some.
Yeah.
He got to make sure all my stuff that I already have going on is can still be, you know, it can still roll. It can still go. Yeah. So I'm quitting a heartbeat.
But you won't give it
I'm
up,
I'm
going
to take your position when you quit.
I'm not going to lie. That OnlyFans stuff, it makes money, but I wasn't in the right mental space during that whole thing.
The second a man offers to fund her lifestyle, she'll drop OnlyFans like it never existed. Let's stop pretending it's empowering. It's not. It's digital desperation wrapped in fake confidence. Women will scream independence one minute, then sell every inch of dignity the next for a quick buck. Call it what it is. Degrading, not liberating.
I have officially made the decision to transition out of OnlyFans. And I could not be more scared and excited at the same time. All of these changes in my life are just coming in, girl. I don't even know what to say right now. I don't have words about it.
You weren't healing, you were hustling. Let's be real. The moment the cash dries up or a better offer walks in, the spiritual awakening hits. Of was never empowerment.
Because the amount of money that you two girls are making on OnlyFans, is it worth giving up a family and love? Because any man that is worth his salt that you would even be attracted to wouldn't put up with it. I can tell you right now. And you, my dear, are a depreciating asset. Every day that goes by, you're going to be less and less beautiful. And at some point, there's going to be a history of you doing that. As beautiful as you are, you're stunning. You're a pretty girl. But no man that is going to be in your league is going to put up with it. And so the question is, if you were truly in love and you had true desire for a man that would put his foot down with you, tell you how it was going to be, would you or would you not give up your OnlyFans?
No, I wouldn't. Same way if I wanted to really expand my dating pool.
Then you do not genuinely desire that man. You would not be in love with that man. Because if you were in love with that man, you would shut it down. And that day will come for you. It would probably be way down the road.
Again, why don't I put on a hijab? Because then I can find a man who actually reciprocates, because Muslim men lower their gaze when other women walk by.
Any man that asks you to do it and you say no to, you're going to look at as a... You will not respect him and you will not love him. Any man that you look up to and respect, you would quit doing it for. And that day might not be today, but it will come.
You're a depreciating asset. Ouch. Enough said. And that's it for today on Sigma Traits. Make sure you hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, and don't forget to ring that notification bell. Support this channel through membership. You can also support